Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The city of Jerusalem is preparing to construct a cable car that will move people from Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to the broadcast table to explain in just a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to us about this cable car, the controversy of it.
It's controversial because a small group of people don't like it. I guess that's where the idea that it's controversial comes from. But let's take ourselves back just a little bit. The Western Wall and the Temple Mount have literally over millions of people coming to visit it together all around the year. Probably the most visited site in Israel. It is very difficult to get to once you pass the age of 50 because the bus service to get into the old city, or taxis even, buses can't get in. And so what happens is people have to be left out by the gates and sort of walk in. You know that it's steps leading down, it's very crowded, and it's not the best way to get for a site where you get hundreds of thousands of people. And so they came up with this idea because Israel is building a whole new transit system. You'll be able to get off your plane at Ben-Gurion Airport, and within 20 minutes, you're in Jerusalem with the high-speed train. I call it the advanced ski lift, and that's the situation.
Will you be able then to, let's say I was in New York, fly from New York to Ben-Gurion Airport, get on the cable car, and ultimately land right there at the Western Wall Plaza to offer your prayer?
Well, once you get off the plane and you get out, as I said, probably between 20 and 25 minutes to get to Jerusalem, say another 10 minutes to get to where the cable car is going to be, which is right next to the Menachem Begin Heritage Center, by the way, you know, on that hill.
Yes.
Opposite the Mount Zion Hotel.
Uh-huh.
I think it's called Bible Hill or something like that in English. And then it'll swing around Mount Zion and end up at, what, another 5 minutes or so, and then you're right at the entrance of the Western Wall, or go up into the Temple Mount, or whatever.
Winky Medad with the details on the cable car that will bring Jewish worshipers directly from the airport to the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. With the preparations for the temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem all completed, there must be an easy way to get to the Temple Mount to worship. The construction of a cable car from the airport to the Temple Mount is underway at this time. This will allow all Jews access to the Temple Mount on their pilgrim feast days, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. These feast days are commanded in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 16. This command to visit the Temple Mount is a forever commandment, and that is throughout eternity future. Whether by cable car or by foot, we will all go up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...